The former NATO commander, retired Army General Wesley Clark, testified today in the trial of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. Clark, who is seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, testified in an unusual closed session of the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. He says his appearance on behalf of the prosecution in the trial is not yet complete.
We've been through prosecution questions and we're into cross-examination.
What do the prosecutors want to know?
Well, I can't really go into those matters right now.
Is he allowed to ask you questions?
Under the rules of procedure, Milosevic has been asking questions of all witnesses.
Why the security precautions?
There has been concern for some time about the need to ensure that classified information or sources and methods are not inadvertently divulged in an international court.
Because this has been an open case, a public case.
The testimony will be released to the public unless there's some part of the testimony that needs to be redacted in order to preserve sources and methods.
Now there's another potential celebrity defendant, now that Saddam Hussein has been captured in Iraq. Some suggest that he should be brought before The Hague in an international tribunal.
I think that this is a very important precedent. Milosevic is the first head of state to be tried. And so the things that are learned here will create precedents. But first of all, I don't believe that any specific punishment can be taken off the table in the case of Saddam Hussein. He's a man with a terrible record of gross human rights violations over a long period of time inside Iraq. And so he's probably subject to being charged to both international as well as domestic charges.
So should he be tried in The Hague or in Iraq?
I think the United States needs to consult with a number of allies on this, as well as with the Iraqi people themselves. What's important is not only that justice be done, but that justice be perceived to be done, because his trial carries enormous significance for the region. This is a regional issue, not just an Iraqi-American forces issue. This is a region which has been characterized by an absence of the rule of law. And this is an opportunity to send a very large and powerful positive message to the region.
Should the death penalty be an option?
I think the death penalty has to be an option in this case.
The Milosevic trial is expected to last 2 years. Isn't that a little longer than people would like to wait to try Saddam Hussein?
By all accounts, this has been a very thorough and exhaustive process, but also it's been complicated by the repeated illness of the accused.
Should the trial of Saddam Hussein be more timely, perhaps?
Well, I wouldn't want to see us put time limits on the duration of a trial. I think what's important is that the full review of the evidence, that witnesses testify. This is about the process of serving justice. It's not just about the end result to Saddam.
Former NATO commander and retired Army General Wesley Clark.